Boise State gets ranked 25th in the college football poll. What does the folks around the Mountain West think about getting a team in that poll this week?
Yeah, I think it's really good for the conference. Obviously, they are a long shot to get that New Year's Six bowl berth. They're going to need some things to break their way. I think the most realistic possibility of that is Memphis losing to SMU this week and then hopefully defeating either UCF or South Florida in the American Championship game. And that would also, of course, require Boise State to win out and win the Mountain West Championship. And then the Broncos might be able to get in there. I think the committee would probably agree with them at that point. But it's just good to see more than anything else. I know the Mountain West typically likes to measure it itself against the American. And look, that conference has just been flat out better this season with a number of teams, regularly three or sometimes even four teams in the top 25 this season. And the Mountain West has really struggled. San Diego State started great and then had their two-game losing skid and kind of fell out of the national consciousness. So it's good to see Boise State kind of reclaiming the throne and carrying the torch for the Mountain West Conference.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that moving forward, the Mountain West and the American Athletic Conference will have a few of these battles in the future. I think these are the two premier group of five conferences. Moving forward, would it behoove these two conferences to start playing each other in the regular season?
That's a good question, and it probably would, quite honestly, if they could, you know, to schedule some of those games, some of those better sort of group of five matchups. It's, you know, we've seen when the Mountain West plays the SEC, we've seen when the Mountain West plays Big Ten schools, it doesn't typically go all that well for the conference. They did okay against the Pac-12 in the last couple of years. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, those would be kind of good matchups and good barometer-type matchups. I guess the question is if you're in the American and your conference is already getting the kind of respect that it's getting, you know, do you schedule a Boise State, a San Diego State? Those are really dangerous games in non-conference and perhaps maybe not the most profitable. But strength of schedule-wise, I absolutely agree with that point.
Nate Kreckman joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk. He is the host of This Week in the Mountain West. It airs Thursday at 6, right before Coach Harsin Weekly, and we visit with him every Wednesday afternoon. Big game in the Mountain West, Boise State and Air Force. Air Force has been the fly in the ointment to Boise State the last three seasons. You live down in Colorado. You've seen them. Does Boise State have a lot to worry about this week?
Yeah, they always do, because Air Force is always a dangerous team. Even as bad as they have been recently, Air Force is always pretty scary. And especially when you get those guys with their backs up against the wall, that's a 4-6 team right now. They need two wins to get to bowl eligibility. And under Troy Calhoun, they go to a bowl game pretty much every single year. Football-wise, the talent level is down at Air Force this season. I mean, you can very clearly see it, especially on the defensive side of the ball, though offensively they have not been particularly special of late. But guys, these are Air Force kids. And again, back against the wall, they're a dangerous team. Certainly I like Boise State to win that game, but for whatever reason, you mentioned that term, fly in the ointment. Yeah, they've been that for Boise State in recent seasons. And I don't think it's going to be easy for the Broncos here down the stretch. This schedule gets pretty weird, because it's Air Force, who was basically Boise State kryptonite, and then they have that road game at Fresno State with the strong possibility of a rematch against the Bulldogs the following week in the Mountain West Championship. Things are pretty weird right now in the schedule at the very end of the season, but Boise State fans, they should definitely be worried about Air Force. You always should be worried about Air Force. They're tough, they're skilled. And Arian Worthman is a dangerous quarterback, not necessarily throwing the ball, but certainly in the run game.
When things go bad for Air Force, especially on offense, and it's not really bad, it's more like inconsistencies. You know, they scored those back-to-back weeks. They scored 45 points against Nevada and at Colorado State, both on the road. And then for the first time since Abe Lincoln, they throw a goose egg out there against Army. So when this offense is inconsistent, what goes wrong?
Bad decision-making really is typically what it is, and that's usually involves a defense that really knows what they're doing against Air Force. But it comes down to not making wise decisions in the option game. That's what typically gets them. And, I mean, you saw it. Army kind of exposed them a little bit. And that's a pretty good Army team this year. But also Army knows how to play against Air Force. And I think Wyoming last week really kind of followed the blueprint out there. So I would say that kind of is the biggest issue, just in addition to the fact of, look, they've got 240-pound offensive linemen, which you don't have that very often at the Division I level.
Nate Kreckman joining us. He hosts This Week in the Mountain West right here on Sports Radio The Ticket Thursday night at 6. Let's go to the western side, and it's sort of the western slash mountain side. Big game of the week other than Boise State Air Force's Fresno State, Wyoming. The game will be in Laramie. Question of whether Josh Allen plays. Wyoming needs a win to try to stay with Boise State, hoping the Broncos drop both of the games. And Fresno State obviously needs to win. So what's the Josh Allen status, and what's the factor if Josh Allen doesn't play?
Presently, he is what is being called day-to-day. Now, we'll get an update coming up later on to find out if Allen was actually on the practice field today. As of right now, Nick Smith is preparing to be the starting quarterback this week for Wyoming. Craig Bohl saying earlier in the week it could come down to a game-time decision for Josh Allen. I mean, an AC joint sprain. That's what his mom wrote on Facebook. She kind of got the injury news out there for everybody to see, and that's a pretty scary injury. And I mean, guys, at all levels, shoulder injuries for quarterbacks are an absolute nightmare. If Josh Allen can't go, I'm hard pressed to see how Wyoming is going to be able to win this game. Allen really has played much better of late. They've been much more consistent offensively. Defensively, they've just been flying around. They have been very, very good of late. But Jeff Tedford's a smart coach. He's going to know how to get to a backup quarterback. I know Nick Smith was okay last week when he took the field against Air Force, but he very clearly is not Josh Allen. And Allen is just, he's so good. His level of talent is so high compared to what they have on the rest of their offense. Guys, that's a really deflating injury if Allen can't be out on the field. So that's one to follow really closely all weekend. You know, especially for Boise State fans, with Wyoming still have a slight glimmer of hope to stay in the Mountain Division race.
Boise State obviously wants Fresno State to win that football game. We'll be keeping a close eye on it before the kickoff here in Boise. How legitimate is Fresno State this year? Can they close out this, you know, pretty remarkable season? And how will they fare Saturday in the 7,200 feet with, I'm assuming, some serious cold weather?
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult matchup for Fresno State. There's no question about that. But you know what? That team went into San Diego and beat San Diego State 27-3 and thoroughly shut down Rashad Penny in that run game. I mean that was a convincing win to me that Fresno State is pretty legit, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, they're game manager-y. That's kind of what they do. But Marcus McMarion just had a 4-touchdown game on the road at Hawaii last week. I know that the Rainbow Warriors are really bad defensively, but still, that's pretty good for a dude that just transferred in and took over this year. And he's given a lot of confidence to what they are offensively. I like this Fresno State team, and I just really like Jeff Tedford. I think he's injected those kids with a whole bunch of confidence defensively, man. They fly around. I like that group an awful lot. And like I said, if Josh Allen doesn't go, I do think that Fresno State can go in and win that game. That being said, there always is the factor of the elements when you go into Laramie, and we saw them eat up Colorado State a couple of weeks ago. So that certainly could be a challenge. But I'm right now, if Allen doesn't go, I like Fresno State in that game.
Nate, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. We look forward to This Week in the Mountain West tomorrow at 6. What do we want to look for?
What you want to look for is in the second segment of the show, about a 2.5-minute run of Bob Beeler highlights, pretty much the last 5 good highlights of the game, starting with the monster touchdown, all the way through the fumble recovery as Boise State beat Colorado State in an absolute miracle. So I always say, come for the Bob Beeler, stay for the Nate Kreckman. Also an interview with Jay Norvell, which is okay.
I'm a little disappointed. I do the post-game show here, and Bob tried to force 12 highlights down our throat the other night. He's only forcing 5 on you?
Well, I had to edit down a little bit I've only got a 30-minute window, so I had to squeeze in, but I think I got the best of the best, the sizzle reel.